So John, thanks for joining us on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. 40 years at Celtic, just to remind you, 14 managers you've been through at the club, 40 major honours, and over 250 players have came and went in that time. How do you feel that it's 40 years? Can you actually believe that it's been that long?
No, it's when you say it like that, it seems a very long time, but I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I can't believe how quick it's went, I mean, to be honest with you.
How did you start here at the club then? Was it obviously not straight in at head groundsman, but where did you sort of begin your career here?
It was actually Margaret Thatcher was started a work experience thing. It was called a job creation, and you get paid £19.50 a week. So it was listed for 6 months, and when you started, you worked 2 months for the painter, 2 months for the groundsman, and 2 months for John McLinden, all the electrician, and that was back then. So that's how it started, and then after about 4 months, I was very fortunate. The boy that was working under the head groundsman left, and the opportunity came up for me to step into his place, and that's what I've done. So they say the right place at the right time, I think that's what they say. So.
In those early stages, I think, was it Billy McNeil that was the manager at that point?
Aye, the first match I ever worked at was Joe Steen's testimonial, so it's been back a long time.
The memories of that game, do you remember that well?
The reason I remember it is the head groundsman, Kenny Dalglish, had just left a year before, I think it was, and after the game he came in and gave the head groundsman his tap, my number 7 Dalglish's tap, so I was a wee bit jealous, but no, good memories.
How have you seen this? How's your role changed throughout the years? You know, you've been there for 40 years. Equipment's obviously changed, you know, as well as changing and whatnot, grasses have changed. How have you found your role different here at the club now?
I think now, years ago, a groundsman, you would say, would feed it, water it, line it and that. Now it's getting more, well, but obviously budgets come into it. Club's been really good that way with budgets and getting a new pitch. But the technology that's going into pitches now is unbelievable. We've got the hybrid system in. The artificial nylon fibres is through it every 20 mil. And it's 8 inches deep. And it gives you virtually a vertical stabilisation. Especially in a stadium like this, where it's very shallow rooted, but the technology now is, I'd say, more geared towards the sports science boys. You know, the firmness of the pitch, the moisture in the pitch, the traction, what traction they're getting. So with this pitch now, we'll really need to monitor that. And once we get the level that the manager and the sports science people want, then we'll try and maintain that through the season.
I suppose there's a lot of responsibility now these days then on the ground staff to make sure that pitch, because as you say, you know, the likes of Kilmarnock and stuff, where it's an artificial surface and players are getting injured, you sort of, the players have to be fit as well, but from your aspect, that pitch has got to be so good that those players can express themselves and be as successful as they can be. For so it's sort of working in two parts. You're working with the team, but they need that equipment on the pitch to do it as well.
I think the equipment, the club has backed us really well, and we've no problems in that respect just now. And it's all about repair and prepare. And as I say, it's working with the sports science people in between them, presentation. Sometimes you'll maybe get it if you get 2 or 3 games in a week that gets a bit firmer than what they would like, or in past it's been actually the opposite. It's been very, very soft because it's been re-turf pitches and you've got the 40 mil of black loamy soil on the top. So, but this pitch should stay quite firm during the season, and it's a different type of pitch for the other pitches. It needs a lot of water, a lot more nutrients in it.
For the listeners at home who probably aren't too advanced in this, what's the challenges or the main challenge of a Celtic head groundsman?
I think years ago you used to be friendly with with people. I'd relatives from down south that travelled up for games, and you've got people, friends coming over from Ireland. And I used to say to myself, it's a shame for them because they're coming in the boats and they're travelling a long distance. And sometimes the games are off. So I always try to make it my thing. The most important thing to me now is the weather, getting a good weather forecast and trying to work around that forecast so you can foresee what's going to come. So if you're going to get a bit more rain, you maybe open it up with a thicker tine. If you're going to get frost, you're bringing covers down for maybe Lennoxtown or turning your undersoil heating up. And you're trying to create. So I was pretty proud up until a couple of years ago there that was about 27 years we went without a first team game being off, no, due to the pitch. So that's a good achievement, and the responsibilities you've got. Obviously, you've got responsibilities for the training grounds and that. So we do a yearly programme for a pitch. All the boys have been trained up to the same level as me, and they've all got their professional development award, apart from the two youngest boys that's come in. So the boys are trained up, they've got all the equipment, and you can't be experienced, no. I've had Michael for years, who has been like my right arm. In the past, I've had me, Andy McCann. That's another story. But no, you've got a dedicated team, and I think even in the bad weather there, so many boys were walking 2 or 3 miles to get in the snow and that.
People always, you know, applaud the playing staff and the team for that, but for your team, you know, sort of unseen, the work that goes into all these preparations, you must have it must be such a tight-knit group with you all together working here and Lennoxtown to make sure that, you know, how many pitches you've got up there and down here, that you all have to work together. It must be a strong unit.
I think it's very important, and you know, the club's structured the way the club's structured. It's good, and it gives you incentives, and just your personal goal to do well for the team you love now and you like is very good, and I can't talk highly enough of them. The boy at Lennoxtown, Danny Graham, Jamie at Barrowfield, young Gary and Gregor and Jack, two of the new boys that have started, they've all fitted into the team well, and I think God made the years of experience they've had alone, because Michael's been here for a good 24, 25 years as well, so they're all long term, most of them are all long term, so they know what the club's expecting and what they're wanting, and it's a really, really good place to work just now.
Not to bang on a bit, but it has been 40 years, you know, you've seen a lot of change in that time. When managers come and go, do you sort of, when a new manager comes in, do you sit down with them and sort of chat about what's happening, you know, is there regular contact between you and the managers to make sure that everything's prepared for the week to go?
I think you'll get an initial maybe chat with the manager and see what he's wanting and what his expectations is, and you can obviously, you know, say, well, no, I want so many brand new pitches, you know, you've got to hang back a wee bit and say we'll take it a step at a time or whatever. But no, in general, you usually just meet the manager. He'll tell you what he's looking for, and then he'll nominate somebody that you can talk to on a daily basis or whatever. With running three sites, it's mainly Danny at Lennoxtown. So Danny will contact John Kennedy, or if I need to contact John. So there's a wee structure there that you follow through, and it's working well up to now anyway.
When the season commences, describe a week in the life of a Celtic groundsman, starting on the Monday and then obviously finish it game at the weekend?
Well, usually if it's a game Saturday, what we usually do in a Monday, we come in and the first thing we'll do is mute check the pitch, see what like it is, get the forecast, and then I try and work for a Monday to a Thursday, and then I get a forecast for a Thursday to a Monday again with a match day forecast, which I think is important for the fans travelling and that. And we'll work round that forecast, and then, as I say, it's all about measurements and measuring results, and recovery of the pitch. So on a Monday you'll do that, you'll come in, if they were a game on a Saturday, you walk over the pitch again, might do wee divot mixes with seed and some root zone, walk over it. You might have your goals covered or whatever, usually with maybe even rotary cut some of the debris that's been there. But mainly it's just walking up and down the pitch for a couple of days, just any wee bits, just tickling it in and tickling it back up again. And then Wednesday stroke Thursday, you're starting to prepare again. So really, it's all repair and prepare. That's all you're doing, like that. In between times, obviously, you my level, you're getting emails, you maybe somebody, you're wanting to order things and different things like that. You've got that side there. And that's where you need your the guys below you to keep going with the work, Matt.
For you then, you know, to measure your own success, you know, do you watch, if you watch a Celtic game on the TV, would you always be looking at the pitch to see how it looks on TV to make sure it looks all right? Maybe one or two areas that you may have to think. Is that you're always sort of self-critical of yourself and trying to be better?
I think most groundsmen are like that. That I think the thing I'm kind of looking for is the roll of the ball, that it's no bouncing too high or it's no bouncing high enough. You don't want any bobbles where the ball is going to really bobble up, and we would hope not to get things like that with this new structured pitch. It was different when it was a reeter pitch.
Moving on to, you know, Europe and the Champions League, mm-hmm. midweek games, how do they affect your preparations? You know, we said that there, Celtic have got 8 consecutive midweek games this mm-hmm. coming in this transfer with this European campaign. Does that sort of counteract your sort of formula of a weekly basis? Does that add more pressure, or is it?
I think it adds more pressure, right, because the more play on the pitch, you know, the more it will wear down. But the European games, they're different because Team UEFA came in and you've got to kind of work around them. There's all different things, you know, floodlight testing, they test the height of the goals, measure them. You've got to have them spot on for the Hawkeye thing for the camera. There's certain times of the day where you can't cut, or there's certain ways you've got to cut. You've got to strike the pitch in a certain way. You've always got to strike the pitch across the way for that game. The referees now come and train the night before a game, before the visiting team, they come. So really it's just working. We actually work with the UEFA boys quite well because we're in Europe quite a lot, so.
So, okay.
You get used to them, and you working hand in hand with them. You know what I mean?
And I suppose you're sort of the envious of most Celtic fans that you're on the pitch when that Champions League music sounds, and you know, 60,000 fans. What's that? You could describe that experience. No. Obviously, it's only yourselves and the players that will get to experience being in the centre of that, I suppose.
There've been a few for the stadium get revamped in 94-95. The atmosphere out there was unbelievable. We played Liverpool years ago here, and it was good. But the night against Barcelona, the 125 year birthday, that was unbelievable. And you actually feel, I've not got much hair left now, but the wee bit I've got actually stands up in the back of your neck. So no, it's great atmosphere. And it's good, you take pride in your job, you know what I mean? So it's good to be recognised, especially in your industry, where you take a bit of pride and you try and do the best you can, then to be recognised in that. We've won, and I must say it's a team effort, it's not just me or that you go and get the awards, but it really is a team effort. And, you know, we've won the Scottish Professional Football Groundsman of the Year 2005, 2006, and then 2009. And then in 2009, we were nominated for the UK one, and I won that. A reflection on the team and how well they've done, you know what I mean? So it's good to get that recognition.
When you see all these famous faces coming to Parkhead, and, you know, is there memories of the Champions League that you sort of can always look back on and think, you know, like some Messi are here, Ronaldo's here?
I think you look at, you know, Edgar David and all these people for the past, Juventus, and you can go right back to Liam Brady playing with Juventus here. It's good. And you know, sometimes they will actually come up to you and say, oh, the pitch is good or whatever, or give you the thumbs up or whatever. But the way it is now, the pitch gets marked for every game anyway in the SPL and in Europe, so you're always getting feedback about the pitch and how to, you know, get star ratings, 3, 4 or 5 star ratings. So that's good, but it's always good to be, you know, somebody coming up to you and saying, oh, the pitch is looking really well or whatever. So.
Is there one game, you know, across the 40 years that, if someone was to say, you know, the one memorable game that you were at or that you were in the centre of the pitch, is there one you could pinpoint or a couple that you could pinpoint to, and as to why that may be?
I think I've got to go back to the first year I started, maybe first second year I started, and we beat Rangers 4-2 with 10 men. It was a Monday night, I always remember it, and Johnny Doyle, God rest him, he got sent off, and we were down to 10 men. Murdo McLeod had just signed that year in Davy Proven, and they had a really good team, Big Roy Aitken, and we had to win the game, not to win the league, and we did the Monday night. Rangers only needed a draw. That was a really, really, really good, that's one that really stands out.
In terms of your biggest achievements in the job, you know, we spoke about the awards, is there anything, you know, personal to you that you think, you know, could be the biggest achievement since you've been here 40 years?
I think the biggest achievement was getting a job, just walking through the door and doing that. Unfortunately, my father died when I was 14, so, you know, when you look at that, he would have been very, very proud. So, you know, just working at Celtic and just feeling part of the family. Great club to work for, great club to support, so.
I suppose you could say, or could you say, you know, it's one of the ones, like, you're the supporter that sort of got lucky in the sense where you've been here 40 years and you've seen so much.
Definitely, one of my first memories at Celtic Park was 67 when they won a European Cup, I was 8, and I remember me and my dad coming down and the team getting running, this lorry getting run, and big crowd here, everybody. I can actually remember the night they won the European Cup. It was a nice, really nice night, and everybody, the streets kind of emptied, and then after it a lot of people were out in the streets, so they're drinking their carryouts and all that, and it's just part of it. It's just obviously it gets handed down with your my father and that and his brothers, and it gets handed down like that. So
in terms of the, just looking ahead to the new season, just in a bit more, obviously our listeners won't know the technicalities of it, but you know, Brendan Rodgers has spoke about this pitch being, you know, the highest possible standard, and in sort of layman's terms, if you could, how will this pitch differ from previous years, and what could the Celtic fans expect to see from this pitch compared to previous years?
I think in previous years we've had it's been a 40 mil sod of turf that's been imported for natural turf, been imported for Holland, freeze it in the lorries and bring it over and put it down. And in 2003 we'd done it in season, I think it was the end of February, March, and made 6 games on it, and then we could work on it in a close season, and we managed to get 10 year out of that pitch. No, but I think with the new pitches, and I'm saying the new pitches, but they've been running it for 20-22 years down there, the hybrid pitches, we're just getting them up here, and we Celtic and Hearts, Murrayfield's already got them, although it's a different type of, a different company that puts it in, it's still a hybrid pitch. I think I'm hoping to see a more faster, slicker pitch for the passing game that the managers want to do. And we'll, as I say, you measure it that. Basically, what you've got is, you've got a mixture of 8 inches of sand with your top root zone, 4 inches, that's it's like a 70-30 mix of sand and compost through it, so to hold a bit of moisture on the top, and then you've got the overall, it's between 3-5% of your pitch is the hybrid system, and what that actually does is just stabilise It gives you a plastic group zone, really, because you're in a stadium, you've got a shaded environment, it's no ideal growing conditions. So the best way I can explain it to try and have this as this pitch is if you walk in a beach, you go on holiday and you go and you walk on the beach and there are a bit of the beach everybody walks on, that's what you're trying to create out there, because it's that sandy, it needs a lot of water. And we need to keep the moisture levels up in it, and that naturally firms it up. But obviously, working with the sports science people and what the players are saying, right, the players will let you know, oh, the pitch was good on Saturday, and you try to keep that for every game. So the measurements and notes that you've kept for that game, you try to take into the next game and keep that going right through to the end of the season.
Just going back to one or two stuff at the beginning, does it feel like 40 years?
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. I'd say it feels more like 10, maybe 12 years, but it just doesn't seem like 40 years, you know what I mean? Really doesn't it?
And obviously, a lot of long nights and stuff. How important is your family been in this as well? You know, working here, because, you know, as you said, working Christmas Day, make sure games are ready for the Boxing Day, New Year's Day or whatnot. How important has that been for you?
I think the family's been very supportive, especially Tricia.
Your wife?
Yeah, the wife. She's very supportive. She keeps saying she doesn't really like football, but I think deep down she does. the family's been good, and no, my boys come to the game, and they've all been brought up that kind of Celtic way, and they've all done well for themselves. So, but no, it's set them good stead, I think, and it's been good over the years.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, or anything that you feel that I may have missed out, or something that you would want to add to anything?
I can just think that sometimes it's good looking at the good times and all that, but there are sometimes when you look at it and all over the 40 year, the people that's kind of a went before, do you know, like Johnny Doyle, you know, that his death is hot as all hard to hear. Nearly Mocking, what a guy, you know, brilliant, winder up, just winding people up all the time. And then Tam Burns, you know, a really local guy, came good, you know, a supporter. And presented the club really well, and loved the club for the tap to the boat and all the way through. And
what's the time, sorry?
My wee pal Andy McCann, 37 year old to him. It's amazing how it goes in.
And just finally, so it's been 40 years. Do you want to put a number on how many more you've got to go? Or do you feel like you're going to be here for a while longer?
If the weather stays like this, I might get another few years. But it really all depends. You know, you're only as good as your last game, sort of thing, so we'll keep it at that.
John, from everyone at Radio Clyde, congratulations on 40 years. I hope to many more. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much. Cheers.